Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda.
And I am Michelle.
And it's our mission to build a community of lady tribes, a place to connect and grow your tribe with resources, ideas, workshops, retreats, and events. We invite you to join our inner circle and become a tribe leader.
It's free! Each week, we will start a conversation about connecting within your tribe and across all of our tribes. Our goal is to create 1,000 new lady tribes in 2022, and each episode will challenge you with a call to action. The first one is to join our inner circle. Go to tinyurl.com/mylady tribe. And as a gratitude gift, we will send you a downloadable copy of Chapter 1 of Lady and the Tribe, The Awakening.
Yay! So please subscribe to be notified of a new episode each week. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. We are so excited you're here, and we are continuing in our series called How to Help a Friend When. And today it is my true honor to have on as a guest today one of my very good friends.
And mine.
And yours too, Carrie Hutchinson. Tell us a little bit about Carrie.
So Carrie Hutchinson is an Idaho and Colorado city girl who has now turned Upper Peninsula country girl. Carrie is a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant, as well as the co-owner of Band Camp UP, which is a recreational camping club in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan near Lake Superior. Currently, she's living in a town waiting for her move out to the country, where she's got some chickens and the baby goats who are going to arrive at the end of June. And recently, she has started this new adventure and living her best life. Carrie has also experienced a long illness in 2018, about 6.5 months, and is still dealing with the after effects 4 years later. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to help a friend when
they're suffering a chronic illness or something that's kind of taking, that's consuming their life for a while. And I just want to say, I've known about those goats. I saw your goats on Facebook and they are so cute.
They're so cute. Oh my goodness.
I really want one. But I am so grateful you're here with us, Carrie. And because shortly after we met, you started experiencing something that I would love you to tell your story. And I would just kind of like to interject throughout kind of what I saw and what I was feeling as your friend. But would you just start by tell us about Carrie and tell us, about your journey.
Okay, absolutely. So in 2017, August of 2017, we'll just all pause right here and know that everybody's going to be crying today. Because when I walk through it again, it can be hard. In August of 2017, I moved from Colorado to Colorado from Idaho. And Idaho had been my hometown for 50 years. And I was like, how will I make new friends, right? And so we got there in August. We had, so much going on. I was trying to get involved in the community. And I started going to like chamber events and things because I wanted to meet new people because I didn't know anybody. And what you'll probably discover when we get done here is I'm a total extrovert. I get all of my energy from being around all kinds of people. And living in my hometown, I had thousands of friends and I had the same friends, right? And here I found myself in a new state, a brand new position in my career and a brand new place. And I didn't know a single soul, not a soul. I met someone in December. Her name is Jane at a chamber event, and she invited me to the group that probably Brenda talks about, North Metro, so that I can meet new people. And that was when I met Brenda, is in December of 2017. Granted, that friendship, you can see how long it's lasted, and I cherish it so much. In February of 2018, I needed to kind of get my act together because we're living in a new place, and I just I really was a little paralyzed. I didn't know a lot what to do. But so I started like working out and starting to get in shape again and do all these things. And I was just like super fatigued. And I felt like I'd been run over by a bus. And I was like, this elevation is going to kill me. And my husband and I went to the Manitou Incline. It was in February because, you know, what else are you going to do? And we would go on drives every week to try to learn about new things. And remember that I didn't feel good, but I thought I had just worked out too hard, shoveled too much snow, all of these things. And Sunday we went on the hike, and on the way back, because you can only go up so far in the winter, I slipped and fell. No big deal. Landed on my backside. But I'd had like all of my supplies, keys and everything in my pocket, which was sort of like a breast pocket on my right hand side. When I got home, I felt really irritated and like weird. And I was like, oh, it's because you fell and all that stuff scratched you. And that's what happens when you carry your purse in a pocket, right? And then as the evening went on, I started to notice a rash. And I told Mark, I said, I think I have shingles. And the only reason that I had an idea of what it could be is because I used to be an EMT a long time ago. And so I just started watching it, and I watched it overnight, and I went to the doctor Monday morning, like first thing, and I did indeed have shingles. The journey in shingles is different for everybody. Mine was typical all around it's usually on one side of your body. It went from my chest on one in the middle, all the way around underneath my breast on my back. And the rash came quickly. And the rash itself is annoying and uncomfortable. And that goes away in about 10 days. But 1 out of 5 people develop what they regard as post-herpetic neuralgia, which is essentially nerve pain that lasts for a very long time. And I did all of the things that I was supposed to do, and I developed the secondary condition. And the hardest part of this was right at the end of February, is in March, I will be honest with you and tell you that I prayed to sweet Jesus to take me home, because I didn't know how to deal with it. And it was just beyond anything that I could ever comprehend. And so once my treatment started, I didn't tell anybody. There was, my neighbor knew because she helped me, but I didn't tell anybody because I didn't have any friends. First of all, they were new, and I didn't want people to think I was weak. And in my mind, because I obviously was not dealing with my stress of this beautiful new adventure, I didn't want people to think I couldn't handle it. So I didn't tell anybody for months.
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
I wanted you to keep going. I'm so sorry to interject, but I remember at one point you kind of just offhandedly said that you had something, but you are such a, if you don't know Carrie, she is the life of the party, bubbly, upbeat, positive, and she was still all that. I mean, it was like, if you hadn't told us even that something was wrong, we would. And you finally did tell us, it probably had been going on for some time. And I just was like, what? Because you are just such a light. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't tell us. So please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's totally fine. I had this thing that I thought that if I was meeting new people and they thought that I was weak and that I wouldn't have any friends, because I thought maybe I didn't know how to make friends. Remember, I'm 50 years old living in a brand new state. And I'm like, how am I going to meet friends if I'm, you know, a drag? Because I was in so much pain. To be quite frank with you, is I don't wear a bra still. I can't. It hurts too much. There are a few things that trigger it. I still have some remnant nerve pain. And then sometimes it just feels like somebody's like squeezing one side of my body, like as tight as possible. I have permanent nerve damage from it. And it's never going to go. So I just go about my business and keep on going. What I did notice is I started to have to tell people because I didn't show up for things, because it took every ounce of strength and energy to even attend anything and put on that happy face so that no one would know. But I started to tell people because I thought, I don't know if this is ever going to go away, because in some cases it doesn't. And I thought, there was a day I sat down and I thought, I need to live my life. If this is how it's going to be, I still need to figure out how to live with it. And it was almost like that day, something magic happened with me, is that I knew that I could handle it, whatever it was going to be, because I had to go on. So I started telling people. And what I noticed is that I was, first of all, was not alone. Secondly, it gave an opportunity for my friends to truly love on me. And believe me, nobody said, I don't like you anymore because I think you're weak because you can't handle stress. That was not the case at all. It allowed my friends to love on me, to support me, encourage me. And then I started to find out other people who had it. And then what happened is then people would come to you and say, oh my goodness, I have shingles. Can you help me? What should I do? And having other people, we all know now that those lessons, you need those other people, is you need other people to help heal you, whether it's hug you, pray for you, you know, love you, support you, encourage you, all of those things, or you just won't, you won't get better.
Yeah. So, as you know, in the mindset of trying to be a friend for someone with a chronic illness, I mean, in maybe in your case, but in many other chronic illnesses, there are good days and there are bad days. And there's some days when we may forget you're even sick at all. And then there's a bad day. And it's, as a friend, it's hard to know, to really get it if we haven't had this kind of, you know, ailment ourselves. And just what can we do to best support our friends that have things like this?
You know, there are a million chronic illnesses out there that people are in experiencing right now that you can't see. Like, people are like, oh, I had no idea. Your problem doesn't show up, right? So people are like, how can she be sick when she looks so great and she's happy? All those things. There's lots of people going through that right now. I think for me is the things that people can do is to oftentimes, and I'm guilty of it, is you don't know what to say, so you avoid them. You don't know what to say. And so you just don't do anything. And so you just avoid them. And I would say, the other thing too, is I would encourage you, anybody, to still, and I wanted to still be invited to things that I probably wouldn't come. I still wanted to be invited because that made me feel like they still cared about me. So, and I'm going to be honest here, is then when you see the pictures of them partying on Facebook without you, at least you knew you were invited. Because they probably won't come, but still invite them. Because I still wanted to be invited, but sometimes people would avoid you because they just don't know what to say. I personally have adopted the, I don't know what to say. When, you know, you come across somebody that is having a, just whatever it is, I just say, I'd love to have some eloquent words that would make it all better, but I don't know what to say. And usually you'll get, well, that's good enough. Yeah. It's good enough.
Acknowledgement, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Acknowledgement and exclusion or inclusion, so that if you are feeling excluded, it was by choice, your choice.
Yeah. When you kind of live vicariously through them, you knowing you were invited, but what you see is people avoid you and then they go about doing all of their things and you were not even invited. So it's just a weird kind of thing, even though it's like, oh, I wasn't planning on going anyway. It's just that you were included if you chose to be.
Right, right. And maybe you have a tip or two for someone who is in your shoes, who's going through it, and maybe they don't feel like they should want to share. What kind of encouragement or what would you tell them?
Because of the faith that I have the majority of time, and there have been some things that have happened here in my new town with some of my friends are going because I have learned how to make good friends, even in the new town. And thank you so much for loving me. It gave me the courage to go on and make new friends. There have been some really hard things going on here. And my first thing that I tell people is, you have to tell us, you have to share, because then we can pray for you. And someone else, it's like, then I could hug you, or I could give you words of encouragement, wherever your heart lies. But for me, it's like, if you don't tell me, I don't know to pray for you. and people that are like me that were like, oh, you'd pray for me. I'm like, absolutely. That feels like a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, is it easier to ask people for their prayers than it is to ask people for help on the days that you need it?
You know, it's a really good question. I think as women, we're a little bit of, we don't like to ask for help. Again, for me in the past, it was like, well, what, you can't do stuff by yourself. But I've learned some pretty hard lessons, and I am always willing to ask for help and prayers. Sometimes, and then the other thing is you have to be willing to understand that people might not have time to help you. So if they don't have time to sit with me, like there was one person where they would just sit with me and just be, not talk to me. Where, you know, and that's hard to do, is when you're sitting with your friend, you want to talk to them. Whereas like, can we just be still and be quiet? That's sometimes hard. And if people aren't willing to do that, the hugs, the prayers, the words of encouragement, you're going to have to learn how to take those instead.
Yeah. Maybe you've already touched on a few of these things, but are there some specific things that you would say not to do? If you have a friend who has an illness of some sort, what don't do?
And I thought about that. That was a lot that I thought about this afternoon, is really don't avoid them. That would just really be my number one thing, is they're probably not going to do what you invite them to do. They're not going to engage like they would normally, but don't avoid them just because you don't know what to say. And I would encourage you to adopt the words, I don't know what to say, because that's what I did, just so that I could try to just be, but knowing that I just couldn't fix it. Oh, that's the biggest tip. You can't fix it. You can't fix it. And we have hearts, right? And we want to fix it, fix it, fix it. My husband, that poor man, I told him, he would come home every day, how are you feeling today? And after a while, it was put on a happy face for him. And then I couldn't. And I told him, I said, you have to stop asking me. If you come home at 4:30 and I'm in bed, that's your answer. But he wanted to fix it. He wanted to fix it. And sometimes you can't fix it. So don't try to fix it, because you can't. I know it's really hard, huh?
Yeah, I know. I want to fix it and make things better. What kind of tips can you give for us, you know, doers and action takers, that we want to get in there and help? What can we do to help? Is it a meal? It's probably different for other people, but how do we, you don't want to just ask what can I do, because you're going to tell me nothing, right?
Yep. Or I'm probably not even going to answer. I would say, at least from my perspective, is it was nice when, you know, I would just get a random text. I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Because chances are I'm not answering your phone call. I'm just not, because I can't, because I felt bad that I was not better. It's like, I'll get better already, right? You're like, oh my God, because you don't know what to do and you want to fix it. So it's like a message, a note. I can tell you that receiving a note in the mail from somebody who loves you, or a random text, is a magical thing. It's a magical thing. And you could offer meals. That would be fantastic. I have to say that I didn't eat much because I felt horrible. But you know, any thoughtful gesture, even though if it's not received, you know, like they're not going to come see you. They're not going to, any thoughtful gesture. And like, I'm thinking about you. I love you. You know, you have helped all of us to normalize saying, I love you, to my friends. I tell people that I've just met them in the last 2 months, I love you. And to normalize that is just fantastic. It really does touch here.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have any more questions about the subject before I move on?
No, I'm just grateful to Carrie for sharing that with us and giving us those ways to support other friends, because when you haven't been sitting in that position, and how would you know? So it's win-win, and thank you for sharing through your suffering. And yeah,
And you are a pro at making friends. And thank you for acknowledging that, you know, that's what we are all about going out there and building relationships, because that's where the joy is.
It is. It's the key to, I can confidently say, after everything that I've been through in my life and how I've moved on to different and new crazy things, is that the key to our success, joy, and happiness in this lifetime is others.
Connecting and belonging.
Yeah.
What do you say? Well, so first of all, I want you all to know that Carrie is my beloved Mary Kay representative, and that's all I'm going to say. She provides me wonderful. She's the best one ever. And how, Carrie, if someone were, in the market, how would they get a hold of you just to connect with you in any way?
You know what? The best bet to connect with me is you should text me, and then we can chat via Zoom or on the phone. But your best bet is to text me first. We don't have perfect service where we live. It's a little remote. And sometimes I'll get a text and not see anything else and say, text me at 208-407-0521 and say, hey, this is so-and-so. I want to connect. And then I'll figure out a time to connect with you. Though I have a glamorous job, I don't spend a lot of time being glamorous, but it's very fun and it's still working here and I'm thrilled about it. And what I would love most is if you need something from Mary Kay, fabulous. But if you're experiencing something that you're struggling to handle and you don't know when it's going to end, or if you're in pain, or if your shingles comes up for you, I want you to call me or text me, and then we'll talk because I have some tips that would be very helpful, I think, for others if they come down to that situation. And I would love to make that difference.
Carrie has a service heart, mm-hmm. for sure. She just wants to give and be of service in every capacity that she has. She's the best expert out there on beauty and makeup and skincare that I know. And but just more so than that, just a wonderful, wholehearted person, and we're so grateful.
And a good friend.
And a great friend, right? So we always ask, and I think we know the answer to this a little bit, but Carrie, how do you tribe?
How I tribe is I am constantly trying to meet new women. It is actually going very good, considering how slowly I felt it went in Colorado. I jumped in with both feet to meet new women, to go where the women are, to participate in women's events, and just really being my authentic self so I can find my real tribe. Just being me in my new town and not worrying about what anybody's going to think about how much I deal with my stress, whether it's well or not. I just go out and be me. And I have made so many friends here already and just feels magical.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Carrie. I love you.
Come home.
Yeah, come home.
I am going to come visit pretty soon. And I'm sorry, you guys, I'm in the car. I had to go where I had all four bars.
Out in the country now, guys. Out in the country. So we always wrap up our show by saying, when three or more gather, we are a tribe.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Find Your Lady Tribe. Would you do us a favor and hit that like button and add a comment? It'll really help us grow.
Better yet, find the share arrow and share out to your tribe. Join us again next week on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.